So good morning. Good morning, everyone. Everyone is in a vacation mode, but it's glad that we made it today. So this morning, I feel that God will kind of, you know, revive us again in the aspect of our spiritual growth, okay? I feel God's, you know, bringing this word to us that we all have to grow in God, okay? We all have to grow in God. Everyone likes growth here? Anyone likes stagnancy? Everyone likes growth? Yes, we all like growth. Whether it is a professional, we are working, we want promotion. Whether we are getting a salary, we need an increment, we want growth. In the church also, we want more people to join, more things to be done. You know, that is also growth. In family also, we want to grow as a family. When the couples get married, you know, they want to have a children. So growth is a universal, you know, idea, or the heart behind God is growth. You know, even when God created Adam and Eve, he said, multiply, you know, and be a blessing. So this morning, maybe God is stirring us up to each one of us that we all have to grow in God. So there are different kind of growth, you know, which we see, which I talked about. One is a child, you know, when the child is born and the child crawls and then stands, and you know, we see a various phase of life a child grows. You know, that is in humans, but you know, in animals, birds, you see there's another aspect of growth. You know, when the, you know, for example, if you see a bird and its infant, so you know, it does not keep, the mother bird does not keep the baby bird, you know, in the nest forever. It tries to push the baby bird so that, you know, the baby bird learns how to fly, and there is growth in that area as well. The same way in the Bible as well, God wants us to grow. That is spiritual growth. You know, God wants us to grow in many areas where God wants, you know, God has spoken to us. You know, for an instant, if, for example, if a child is not growing, you know, you see a child who's 5-year-old or 6-year-old, the child is not walking. What would be your first instance? Like if the child is 5-year-old and the child is not walking, what will we do? Sorry? Doctor, yes, the child needs an attention because the child is not growing. So there is some problem in that line. Even for animals, if there's a growth which is not happening, then there's a problem. You know, they can't fly, you know, they will be on the ground, and the predators can come and eat them up. So there are many ways. The same thing in spiritual dryness. If we are not growing spiritually, if we are not watering ourselves through the scriptures, through the word of God, then there is a dryness, you know, spiritual dryness. But spiritual growth is not automatic. You have to choose to change it if you want to grow. So as Christians, when time passes, you know, we all know, you know, when kind of like, for example, you know, you bring a fish tank, you know, or a pet at your home. Initial days, you are very excited to feed or take care of it. The initial days, it also, you know, if you have a bike or a car, you bought it. The initial days, you are very excited, and we are all very excited to take care of it. But over the period of time, you know, the charm loses. Over the period of time, you know, the care, definitely we love it, but the care and the intense level of detail, it just fades away. Same thing, you know, there is a huge temptation of spiritual dryness. You know, we may love God, we may know God, but over the period of time, if we don't take care of it, you know, then there is a possibility that we will not grow. You know, it is God's heart that we all grow spiritually, and our spiritual maturity will increase. So tell your neighbor that this morning I want to grow in God. Yes, we all want to grow in God this morning. You know, hear from his word and spiritually mature. So this morning I just felt God is saying this to us, is that, you know, if we are stagnant in our spiritual journey, you know, may God is asking us to grow, put water, you know, grow. If we are dried up or not stagnant, means we have gone one step down. Maybe God wants us to grow or, like, you know, revive that again and grow. So if you have a plant, we need to water it. We need to do an intense care. We need to do a regular checkup. We need to see whether the leaves are coming up, whether it is going in the right direction. There's a constant check. You know, we will prune it, we will cut it. If the mud need to be replaced, we will change the mud. And we will put all our efforts so that the plant grows, you know, well in the end. The same thing, God's heart for us or to our church is that we grow spiritually. We come to a place of spiritual maturity. If we have gone, taken a one step back in our spiritual journey, maybe this morning God is saying, revive that up. If we are in a place where our spiritual journey is stagnant, means you don't come here with an expectation. You don't come to the church or, you know, when you are spending some time with God, so you don't have any expectations set. That means you are stagnant or we are stagnant in that area. So this morning, God is saying either you have taken a step down back or we are in a place of stagnancy. You know, it's for us that this morning we take a step of faith and say, Lord, we want to grow, you know, spiritually. You know, quite often, you know, we should look at ourselves and ask God this question, that am I growing in you, Lord? Am I growing in you, Lord? It can be a weekly question. It can be a daily question. It can be a monthly question. Am I growing, Lord, in you? Am I growing? Am I see you growing? So if I want to ask you this question, or, like, you know, I put that question to myself as well, that in the month of May, did you grow in the Lord? Or you matured spiritually in the Lord? If that question does not have a direct answer to it, that means we are either stagnant in our growth level, or either we have taken a step down in our spiritual journey. If it is on your tongue, or, like, it's just there on your lips, that yes, this month I have grown from the time of, you know, April, my spiritual journey was different. May, my spiritual journey is different. That means, like, we are in the right direction and God wants us to take it ahead. So reflect back in our lives this morning. Have we grown in the month of May? 15 days have passed by. Do you see yourselves or ourselves have grown spiritually? Our relationship with God has grown spiritually in the month of May. So if not, it's a time for us to step up, because that is God's heart for us this morning, that we will all grow. So what do you understand when we talk about spiritual growth? So let's look at a few things. You know, understanding spiritual growth is God desires our growth. You know, God himself desires our growth. You know, in 2 Peter verse 3:18, it says, but grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forevermore. Amen. So it is God's desire himself that we all grow. It is not the church's desire. It is not our desire. It is God's desire. You know, the way we desire our children to grow, we desire our career to grow, we desire our family to grow, the same way it is God's desire that we all spiritually grow. So whether you like it or doesn't like it, God wants us to spiritually grow. God wants us to move to the next level. God wants us to take a leap of faith every time. So we should always understand that it is God's desire. So when we come to church as well, many times we hear prophetic word or people asking us for few things, or you are helping somewhere. You know, it is not the word of the church, it is the word of God for us. You know, many times we are not comfortable on certain things, or we don't take decisions on certain things when people have counseled us. So because we take that as the word of people, but we don't take that as a word of God. So growing spiritually is God's desire. If we are not growing spiritually, that means we are not following God's desire. You know, we are not following what he is saying. He's saying grow You know, there are many verses in the scripture where God wants us to grow, you know, spiritually. So, if you look at in the olden times or like in the New Old Testament, you know, Moses was trained to grow. Initially, if you look at, I just took three instances. You know, Moses, first of all, he has to go and speak to Pharaoh in faith. Just speak. And he spoke. Pharaoh left the Israelites and he went. And the next time, he is alone now. There is a Red Sea. He has to part the sea. Now he has to, you know, like the time, from the time he has spoken to Pharaoh till the time now he is alone and seeing the Red Sea, he has to grow in faith. Now there is no one there. Initially, God gave him Aaron to be, you know, to accompany him. But now Moses is standing alone there, where he has to exercise that spiritual growth, that he has grown from the area where he spoke to Pharaoh face to face, to a place where now he has to raise the, you know, the staff and part the Red Sea. So growth is God's desire. You know, it has to happen eventually. You know, it should not be like once in a year, you know, we grow spiritually. It is our everyday life. It should be a process. You know, it should be like every week when we look back, you should say to yourself that, yes, I have grown in God. Last 15 days can show us who are we and what are we doing and how seriously have we taken our spiritual journey. So, we should grow in faith. We should grow in believing in miracles. We should grow in knowing God. We should grow in the things which God is asking us to grow. If not, then there is a big issue. So you can look at yourselves, and you know, we all can look at ourselves, and it is God's desire for growth. You know, how are we growing in our spiritual journey? Maybe that question can answer. And in the month of April, compare that in the month of May, and look at ourselves and answer that question, that have I grown spiritually? If not, a big problem is waiting, or a big problem will arise. The first thing is, like, when we talk about spiritual growth, we should be very clear that it is God's desire, not the church's desire. The church will give people, or like our leaders will give us opportunity or take us through in that journey. But it is all God's desire that we grow. It's all God's heart that, you know, we grow spiritually. The second thing is, like, we should understand when we talk about spiritual growth, that it's a process, okay? It's not that one time, you know, it just happens and that's it, it's past. It's a process. In Philippians, you know, 1:6, it says, be confident of this, that he who have began a good work in you will carry it to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. So God promises that it's a process that will take, you know, God will take us through in that spiritual growth process. We are not alone in that spiritual growth process. You know, God will take us through and he will complete it. Maybe we are people who are lack of faith. God is saying, you start working in these areas where you have to start putting faith in me. And I will take you in that journey, in that process. And I will see that it completes well. In a place where, you know, we are people of, you know, doubt, or we are not trusting, God wants us that, you know, begin that spiritual journey of putting trust in him. Grow ourselves spiritually. And God will take care and he will do it. That, you know, he will complete it in the end. So, spiritual growth is a process. It's not a one-time activity. It's kind of a lifestyle where we need to look at ourselves. Are we growing? Are we in the same place? Or we want to see ourselves in a different place in the coming days? And that's what God's desire for us. You know, this morning while we were worshiping, I just felt this word, remember, remember. You know, I started with the words, remember your people. And we sang, you know, songs on remember. Maybe God's reminding us that our spiritual growth is very crucial in his sight. And we have to take it seriously. It takes time. It takes, you know, a lot of our willingness and effort to go through that process. You know, God will not work with anyone, you know, grabbing their neck. It's a choice who, you know, where people make. You know, choices of Jonah till choices of Daniel, the choices of Moses. It's a process. But God sees it that it comes to a completion. It comes to an end. It ends well. That is what God will take care of it. But our job to walk in that process, trusting God. So spiritual growth, when we talk about spiritual growth, we should know that it's a process. It's my life's journey. I should see it every week, I would say, or every month. Let's, you know, you compare yourselves and see that whether I have grown myself or my spiritual growth. Is it the same last week which I had, or like I have grown in that area? We will see what we are talking about in the coming slides. So be confident that when we grow or we are in the process and we allow God to work in our lives and we are also willing to grow, God will take care that He will complete it in the end. Right? So we don't have to be under pressure that we have to complete it in the end. God gives us the grace and He will help us to complete in the end. You know, it's a process. It's ongoing. You know, it's beyond human minds, thoughts, understandings. So many times, you know, in this journey, you know, in this world, or what we would say in this life's journey, we are so influenced by the world's system. Our human minds, our thoughts, our understandings have been built in a very logical way. And we are challenged that way. We have been trained that way throughout the week in our offices. We are trained in that way in our home. But God's way of doing is very different. You know, we need to have, I wrote it in this way, that we need deep cleaning. Deep cleaning of our minds and thoughts for a replacement of the thoughts and, the mindset and the understanding of this world. You know, it's a lifelong process. You know, Christ dying on the process looked foolishness to many. And in our family also, in our lives also, in our church also, people outside also, when we are following Christ in that process, many of them will say that it's foolishness. Because human minds are trained in a very logical way that you can't believe in miracles, you can't believe in faith, you have to trust what you have put forward in your investment. You know, you can go in life, you know, AI now can give you your entire 60 years till your retirement, you know, what would be your pay scale and, you know, how much money you will have. That's all human mindset. But God challenges us to replace it through that spiritual growth. So I was talking to someone this week about an empty jar of the widow. And God said, your oil will never dry. Just imagine this empty jar where the widow is saying that I don't have anything. I am going to die with my son. And that empty jar, logically, it is empty. Physically, you see, it is empty. Virtually, or like, you know, you deep dive into it, it's empty. And an empty jar can't be filled. And if it is filled, it can last for some time. But God's logical thing, you know, that human logical thinking is beyond God's ways. God says, this empty jar will be filled. And it will never run dry. You will always have something. So God's way of working, that is my spiritual maturity. That is my spiritual understanding where God wants us to grow. My faith level, God wants us to grow. In my prayer level, God wants us to grow. In my obedience, God wants to grow. In my level of trusting God, God wants to grow. When I see an empty jar, I need to see that, you know, this jar will be filled and I will not lack anything. That is spiritual maturity which God wants us to grow. And God desires that growth in all of us. God wants us to walk in that way. Every time when we trust God, you know, we should remind ourselves in that direction. So we have to renew our minds and renew our thoughts. Take that system out which has been influenced by the world or the enemy to us. But we need to allow the principles of parting the Red Sea by calling out, Lazarus comes out from the tomb. A jar which is empty, which is promised that it will always be filled. This all are spiritual growth where we believe in it and we see it and we walk in it. And that's God's desire for us to walk in that process. And God promises that I will complete it in the end. You may see it empty, but I will complete it in the end. You may see someone dead in the tomb, I will complete in the end. Same thing in our lives. As we walk in that journey of spiritual growth, you know, in faith, in prayer, in the way God wants us to, in believing, in obedience, you know, we will see. It's a process. And we all have to check that up. Throughout, you know, I would say throughout week or month, you know, it's good to kind of like every month, first Sunday before you take a communion or coming here, we can just see like, have we grown in our spiritual journey with God? So that would be a good start to start the month. Another thing is like when we talk about that God, spiritual growth, or God wants us to grow spiritually, is also that it needs to be very intentional. You know, I need to put all my efforts, you know, to see that happening. If I don't put all my efforts, I need to be intentional that, you know, if God is asking me to, you know, pray, I need to be intentionally praying for that person. So it can't just happen abruptly, but it has to be very intentional. If God is asking me to put faith in something, I need to be very intentionally putting faith. So it also involves my efforts and a bit of my hard work if I want to see spiritual growth. If God is asking you to pray early in the morning, it has to be intentional. It has to be an effort from us to sleep well in the night and get up early. If God wants us to give the first fruit, you know, you get up and God wants you to spend some time with Him. So that needs intentional. That needs some effort. So God's desire is also that we become very intentional as well in that area. You know, when we see, you know, a child practicing, you know, walking, right? We can't hold the child every time the child walks, or we can't be behind the child when the child is in the process of learning walking. Sometimes we have to release the child, right? And the child has to put some efforts, intentional efforts, to walk in that journey. The same way, you know, God asked us, you know, the father and the mother of the child is there in that room, but the child is not aware, and the child tries and puts his effort, his or her effort to, you know, to walk. The same thing, you know, we have to put some efforts to grow spiritually. You know, for example, you know, one of the biggest illustrations or something which was, you know, while preparing this message was this, you know, I didn't get a video, but like if you look at it, right, the eagles and, you know, how they train the children from their nest is quite amazing. They will throw and push their infants, so that they learn flying. But you look at it, the heart of the mother or, you know, that family, same thing for the child, is that intentional, the child puts some effort. So we have to be intentional in our spiritual growth. It will not just come because one day you came to church and everything happened. You know, that's a very supernatural way of happening. But we all have to be intentional in growing spiritually. So if these three things, if we put together, understanding what is spiritual growth, when we talk about spiritual growth, you know, what is these three things? The first thing is, it is God's desire. It is not my desire that I have to grow spiritually, but God says, grow in me, grow in my love, grow in my faith. Grow trusting me. It's all spiritual growth and spiritual understanding till we become like Christ. The second thing is it's a process. It has to be worked out. It has to be exercised. It can't just like, you know, be something in the past. It has to be our regular routine. And the third thing is it has to be intentional. We have to put all our efforts that we grow spiritually. This morning, you all have come here. It's an intentional effort to hear from God, right? So that way, if you look at, this is something, you know, we understand the spiritual growth. The second thing is like, you know, there are steps to grow in God. Or I would give you some hierarchy or like, you know, it can be not all over the place, but few things that are, you know, which I put that can be a basic thing for us to grow spiritually. The first thing is like, if, you know, if I want to grow in God, I need to have a, you know, deep relationship with God through prayer. Why? The first thing is prayer is communication should happen. My communication should happen with my God. And he should speak to me back. And I should develop a good relationship with my God. So if I don't deepen my relationship, then I can't grow in God. That's a very basic question. So if, you know, it's like that, right? You know, if I don't talk, I won't know. Or if we don't talk, we may not know. So if I don't talk to my God, I will not know his heart for me. Or I will not be able to kind of like hear anything from him. So the first thing is like prayer. So if I want to grow spiritually, I want to try my best or put intentional. It is God's desire for all of us to pray. Have a communication channel established. Not during wars, not during times of troubles, but a constant communication which is happening between the father and the son and the daughter. Right? So that communication channel can be very simplified. You know, we can establish it through prayer. So this morning, a reflection for us. How is our prayer life? I'm not saying, you know, like 1 hour prayer or like 5 minutes prayer. It can be anything, but how is our prayer life? Are we communicating to God? And is it God communicating to us? Or we are in a place of stagnancy, or we are taken a step back from the time we have accepted Christ as our personal Savior. This morning we are here because God wants us to hear this from his heart, that his desire is that we all grow spiritually. So if the channel is not established, the communication channel is not established, maybe this morning you can, and my, you know, and I can take a step saying that, Lord, I decide from this month that from this time, I will try my best to speak to you and hear from you. If we don't speak, if we don't hear, then spiritual growth will remain the way it is. And we can't expect God to just come one day and speak to us. The communication needs to be very clear. Communication, you know, if you know, like, you know, the way our defense force works, there's a constant communication. Not only during wars, but before the war or without the war, there's a constant communication, constant training. If that communication is not happening, then there is a kind of big problem. So we need to talk to him to know him. And the Bible is all over the place where God is saying that to have a communication. So we need to have a communication with God when we are very happy. We need to have this communication when during the war. We need to have this communication when we are sad, when we are broken. This communication channel, we should never be discontinued because of lack of recharge or, you know, paying your bills, right? So in spiritual realm, we can very easily disconnect this. In a spiritual realm, we can very easily disconnect this communication channel. And I'll come to that. But God's desire this morning is that we keep this throughout, whether it is whatever season it is. Season of joy, season of waiting, season of sadness, season of answers, season of questions. Let this communication channel be always alive and running. So let's deepen our relationship with God through prayer, through our communication. You know, we need to speak and we need to hear back from God to grow in our spiritual maturity. We also need to study and meditate God's word, right? So, you know, if I don't hear from God, if I study also, I will not understand what God is trying to tell me. That's the reason the prayer comes at the first, where I need to be very clear whom I'm speaking to and whom I'm hearing to. Otherwise, you will open a scripture portion and you will say that, you know, I'm hearing from God, but that is not God. So we need to set these things right in our lives. Study and meditate on God's word. In Joshua 1:8, it says, keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate it on day and night so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. So, you know, the Bible is very clear on meditating the word of God, reading the word of God. So, if we want to grow spiritually, we need to spend some time meditating the word of God, understanding the word of God through his word. First is communication, direct communication. You know, I'm just talking to God. God, you speak to me today, and I want to hear from you. And there's a reply comes and says, God says, okay, my son, daughter, speak to me. And there's a constant communication which is happening. And then we go through that process, and then we try to meditate what God is saying to me and through the word of God. So we have to have a pattern of reading the scriptures. And I believe that we all are reading the scriptures. So we have to at least put all our efforts to read the Bible. As I said, first is, it is all God's desire. Don't think that, you know, it is the church desire that you read the Bible and pray. We began this, the entire heart to the church this morning is that it is God's desire for us to be spiritually grown. So if we don't meditate the word of God, we will not understand what God is speaking to us. What is the heart behind God in my life? So we need to read and understand and apply it in our lives. You know, many times we leave it sometimes reading for the sake of reading, but we also need to understand. Lord, I read this parable today. How does it apply to me in my life? And what should be the outcome from it in my life? So if we do that, you know, we are in the right track of spiritual growth. The first thing which we saw is prayer. The second thing we are talking about is deepening our relationship through the word of God. Okay. The third thing is, you know, we have to live in obedience to God's will. If you want to grow spiritually, not only I have a communication with God, not only I am reading and understanding the heart of God, but also I need to follow his will, what he is saying. If you love me, keep my commandments. You know, Peter was asked, do you really love me? Then he said, take care of my sheep. So if we really love God, we will follow his will and his will only. And how do I know that it is his will? The backward, through the word of God. And through prayer. And then when I know that I have to take this decision, I'm very clear because I have already communicated that to God. And also I have read that and God has confirmed with me. And now I know that this is what God's will is for me. And many of us directly jump into knowing God's will. And then there is so much of confusion. Whether it is job, whether it is marriage, whether it is church, because we are so confused, because we have not followed the process. And once in a while, a communication channel can't be established. It's very difficult. You need to know that I am hearing God's word, right? God's voice. So it has to become a lifestyle. So we have to live in obedience for God's will. There are many things which God will challenge us in our journey, in our everyday to day life. And we need to live in obedience. God, any growth, if you look at it, any growth requires obedience. It's a base. If a child wants to learn, he or she has to follow some instructions. Obedience. The child, if want to learn a cycle, the child needs to be put on a certain place so that the child has to obey, saying that you need to pedal, you need to hold it on straight, you need to be careful of the vehicles coming. So obedience is a base for any growth. When we submit to his commandments, we will submit to God's growth in our lives, or we will see God's growth in our lives. He shapes our hearts, he shapes our minds, when we live in his obedience. So when we grow in a deepened relationship with him through prayer, when I meditate his word, and I automatically know his will, and I will start living my life in obedience. And that's the reason, if you want to know God's will, then we need to follow this process. The fourth thing is fellowship and worship. Okay, it goes hand to hand. I can't say I just worship God at my home. No. God created church, ecclesia. And that translation is kalisya in Hindi. The bride which God calls the church as. Fellowship and worship goes hand to hand. So, in Hebrews 10:25 it says, not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together. What does that mean? We make every effort. It's God's desire that we all come together on a day like for us, it's Sunday this morning, that we don't forsake the assembly of God by ourselves. Planning some shopping or cooking a very heavy breakfast on Sunday morning. And we have to see that we don't forsake the assembly of ourselves, by ourselves, the assembly of God. That's the reason church is very important for us, because it is God's given. It's the same manner of some, but exhorting one another. So we need to see that fellowship and worship goes hand in hand. Sometimes people say we come to fellowship. We come for fellowship because we love this family. I said you are in the wrong side. But from our church only I'm talking about, our church people. And someone say like, I only come here for worship. I don't care about people. I say again, you are in the wrong side. Fellowship and worship goes hand in hand. We rub each other. We encourage each other. We exhort each other. We uplift each other. And we worship this God all together. And what a joy to meet on Sundays, I would say, or Fridays. Sunday is a big event for us. Not an event that we want to do it extremely well. But it's a time where we come to meet our God. This morning before we began, we set this tone saying that, we can sense the power of God in this place. And it is still overflowing in this place. So, fellowship and worship. Take every effort that we will not forsake the assembly of meeting each other. Given, when we met last week, one of our, friends, from the society said, how often do you meet this group? Okay, this group, who was there on Friday. This group, how often do you meet? So I said, maybe 3 times, 4 times in a week. And he was looking at me. 3 times, 4 times in a week. So because for them, fellowship is once in a month, once in a year, they all come together for an event like this. I said, no, this fellowship is different. This fellowship is unique. This fellowship is God's ordained assembly. This fellowship is the hands and legs of the church and the body parts of God. This fellowship has to come together, not forsaking the assembly of God. So if we want to grow spiritually, then comes church. First is, I have to deepen my relationship, communicating to God. I would say, you start doing that first. Keep everything aside. The church also keep everything aside. Start that process of communicating with God. Speak to Him. He's a lovely speaker, excellent speaker, very crisp speaker, and He's also a silent speaker. That's God. And understand who He is. And then come to, you know, see that my God is saying this to me. Let me see, let me hear from the scriptures. And I understand that and I apply it in my life. And I ask God, God, you spoke to me this. I'm reading this. What does this mean? And then I start living in obedience of God's will. You know, whatever He has said, if God is saying, Virgil, you have to be here on Sunday, so I will be here. Lord, you spoke to me. So I will be here. Live in obedience, not forsaking the assembly of God. The fourth is fellowship and worship. Every opportunity, we have to take our effort. As I said, it is intentional. First is it is God desired, that God wants us to spiritually grow. And we said it is a process. And the third thing, it was intentional. We need to put our efforts. Nothing will be easy, but we have to put our efforts. If we look at the life of Apostle Paul's journey through the churches and places, you know, you would say it was a traumatic or a very bitter experience which he had. His journeys were with storms, persecution, snake bites, stoning to death, blasphemy, dragging him from one place to another. Just think about, imagine a guy who was a great theologian, who holds a Roman citizen, someone has held his collar and dragged him on the stone and so that they can throw him out of the cliff. But he intends fellowship and worship. The first thing he lands in the city, he goes to the synagogue and he will teach his people. And we should learn from these people who have set this benchmark for us about what is fellowship and what is worship to them. Because it is not the church. It is the greater body of church which God has united all of us together. So we have to grow in fellowship and worship. And when we fellowship and worship, automatically the output is we serve others. And we share the gospel to the unknown. In Matthew 5:16, it says, let your light so shine before men that may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. This one thing is very automatic. You know, it just comes out of it. You know, you meet someone, you say hi, right? Like, you know, it just, you know, or morning you're typing a WhatsApp message, you say good morning. It just comes up. Because it has become a life habit or it becomes a norm for us. So when we are able to deepen our relationship, communication, when I understand what God's heart is for me, you know, through the word, and then when I start living His, you know, in obedience, that Lord, let your will be done in my life, not my decision. And when I come together in the church, edifying, encouraging, and meeting for midweeks, automatically he starts serving others. Automatically the goodness or the good news in us comes out without any force. It just outpours. And we are just waiting for an opportunity to share. So make every effort for this that we grow spiritually. And now is the time for us that this journey has to begin. You know, sometimes we may directly go to the last step and say, I want to serve others and share the gospel. It's good. God can work. But this is the journey should begin in this. I'm talking about not 40 years journey, our every single day journey, our life journey from morning. If you start your day at 4 o'clock, it should begin and end with this. And I'm saying this is to all of us, including myself, it is God's heart for us. You know, God's heart for us. You know, we directly sometimes, you know, skip, we directly jump our day here. Sometimes we jump our day here. Sometimes we just be here. This is gone. You know, growing in God, in spiritual maturity, it's a package. It's a wholesome. And it's a joy which contains in our heart. Just think about someone who gave his life. You just spoke to him in the morning. Sometimes you need it so badly. Sometimes you need it, you know, than anything else. And we begin this, our journey, that is our day's journey. And if we do this, I would say that it is not the church's message. It is God's heart for us that we continue this journey. There are many challenges in this spiritual growth. Our spiritual laziness can be one thing which can cost us. You know, God knows me. God loves me. And I know the word of God. And there is no intentional spending time with God. It's all abrupt. Hoega to hoega, aaj nahi hoga to nahi hoga. It's like that. But our spiritual laziness, where we don't want, or like we have just, you know, not, you know, that love has gone, faded away over the period of years. You know, it should be like that fragrance, the perfume, right? You put it on yourself. The fragrance is there throughout the day. And God's fragrance should be like that. We should never be lazy. Okay? Distraction and busyness. Busyness is the killer of spiritual growth. If you are busy, means we have to either change our job or look at something else. Busyness can take us through. And I'll bring very spiritual, you know, I'll just go forward and I'll show you that busyness is the killer of our spiritual growth. Exodus chapter 5. I just say this is a great breakthrough which is going to happen, where the people of God are going to come out of slavery and to the place of promised land. A great event. A great miracle, a great spiritual breakthrough, a place of their own and a life of their own. God will directly speak to them, and they are going to see great miracles in the desert. But before they see all that, before the water coming from the rock, before the manna is going to come from the, you know, from the sky, before the towers of fire, the clouds of fire, before the parting of sea, the enemy knew. He said, give them more work. Give them more work. You know, so that they will keep on working and they will not pay any attention, which we are saying, right? Truth. The enemy will say, don't pay that attention. It's one of the sermon. You know, I'll read it for us. You know, this is something where, as I said, before the great breakthroughs, which is going to happen, is something called as busyness, where Pharaoh, I'm just saying, a most powerful man, knows how to keep the people away from God. Keep away from the journey which God has called them for. Keep away from the miracles which they are going to see. Keep away from the promised land which has been kept. Give them more work so that they will pay no attention. Yes, we all live. We all have to work hard. But not with the cost of this few things, right? Which for this God gave his life for us. Not for the cost of this. Not for the cost of my career. That I will sacrifice this. Not because I have full work. I will compromise this in any way. For this God gave his life for you and me. So before this, as I said, distraction. Distract them. Keep them busy. And we just remain stagnant. Or we become dry in our spiritual journey. And many times we face trials and temptations in our life. And that can be one of the challenges. Nothing is going right. Pressure everywhere. And there are no breakthroughs. Can be one of the distraction or a challenge which we can face. Doubt and fear. Okay, what if I focus on fellowship and worship and I say that this week I can't come for my work? Doubt and fear. Am I hearing God properly or is it someone else's voice? Doubt and fear. When I read the scriptures and I say, hey, is it for me or it is just like I landed on this page somehow today? Doubt. So all this can just become a challenge for our spiritual growth in our journey. And this morning, God wants us to take this out from our life. You know, how do I overcome these challenges? I'm just putting all this, to have a reflection on all of us. We have to, we have to overcome certain things, which I said, spiritual dryness, resisting temptation. We also have to be humble and teachable by God. Okay? And there are few rewards which God promises that, when we grow in God, we will have a deeper relationship in Christ. We would have our spiritual stability. You know, what is spiritual stability? You know, in life, we go through a lot of things. Sometimes there are a lot of pressure. Sometimes there are a lot of losses, job loss, or, we lose people. And our spiritual stability is always like a, share market. It just goes up. Sometimes it comes down. Sometimes it's 90. Sometimes it's zero the next day itself, right? But when we have this spiritual growth in line in our day-to-day journey, we will see spiritual stability and strength of our lives. Because it is not a one day you are doing that or hearing from God. There's a constant voice from God which he is talking to you in. There is an eternal reward, right? When we grow and in God, God promises us eternity. That God promises us rewards. In the Bible, there are many rewards. That if you are a person of faith, there is a reward. If you are a person of service, you are a reward. There is a reward. If the person you are dedicating your life to God, there is a reward. So there is an eternal reward which God promises. But with all this, as a church, as a people, and all of us, including me, let us reflect in this verse. Hebrews 5, 12 to 14. In fact, though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you the elementary truths of of God's word all over again. You need milk, not solid food. Anyone who lives on milk, being still an infant, is not acquainted with the teaching about righteousness. But solid food is for mature, who by constant use have trained themselves to distinguish good from evil. Having said all this, you know, we have to constantly look at ourselves this morning, a reflection. How is my spiritual journey this morning? Am I still a baby infant? You know, 10 years back I accepted Christ and I am still in that level of spiritual maturity. Or I am growing, because as I said, it is God's heart for us to grow this morning. And if we take this as a challenge, and I would say that, you know, you can talk to your neighbor and say, I want to take this as a challenge in my life, that I'll try my best and God will complete it in the end, the journey which God has called me for. It all, through the cross, we will be able to complete it. You know, Christ himself gave his life for our spiritual growth. The distance was too much. Christ paid the price for all of us. Christ breathed his word for us so that we will have something to refer for. Christ gave a companion to us who will always nudge. You know, today, this morning, there's a nudging happening to all of us. The Holy Spirit nudging us. My son, my daughter, you are not the same. You are supposed to be a very different person, nudging us and asking us that it is my desire, that is God's desire for us, for our spiritual growth. This morning, let's not end this the way we came here this morning. Let's take this as a challenge that we will try our best, that our life's journey begins and ends with this. What a joy. Our day's journey begins and ends with this. What a joy we will have, right? And everything is there inside this written pieces. And, you know, we don't have to crave for milk. God's offering meat for us this morning. So let this nudge of the Holy Spirit take us through in this journey. Let us not skip anything in our day and say that, you know, I'm doing this because of this. And allow God to work, that he will not keep us busy in our workplace. And ask favor from our bosses. Ask favor and take a step of faith, and God will definitely honor us, because God cares for our spiritual growth. God wants us that we grow spiritually. Amen? Amen. So I want to make a vow this morning to God, we all of us. Lord, we will try our best with the help of the Holy Spirit. I will try my best to deepen my relationship with you through my communication to you through prayer. I want to vow that I will meditate your word. I'm talking about day, okay? We are not talking about your every day. Lord, I will see to it that whatever you spoke to me, I will follow your will, not my will. I will see to it, Lord, that I will commit myself for the fellowship and the worship of this body of church. And I would see that, Lord, I serve others and also take this gospel to many of them who have not heard. And I want to put this challenge to all of us, including me. I want to try my best, and I believe that would be your answer as well. And we take that as a challenge. We will see great things. Great things. I would say everything. You know, not only blessings, breakthroughs, but the way we will grow, it will be amazing. That's God's heart for us this morning. Can we reflect back and just take a minute, bow our head in humility and humbling ourselves to God and saying, Lord, we humble ourselves. We need your grace, Lord. We need your favor to do this, Lord. Lord, we pray. And Lord, we take a commitment this morning. We take a vow. We will try our best, Lord. Not a forceful vow, but it's a desire of our Heavenly Father that we all will grow spiritually. And next 15 days, we will see that how we have done it. And Lord, we pray, let your grace be sufficient for us. It's a process which you will complete it, what you have started in us, Lord. And we believe in that power. We don't believe in just that words and verses, but we believe in the God who has spoken that verse and breathed that verse, that you will begin the good work which you have started in us. Lord, we decide and we will say, Lord, we take that up. And Lord, you give us the grace and favor. More of your grace. More of your favor among the among our bosses and people, Lord. And we will not compromise the time which is given for our spiritual growth, Lord. We bless you. We thank you. May the love of the Father and the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit will remain with us for now and forevermore. Amen. Amen. So God be with you. Let's relook on June 1st how we have done it. Thank you for joining. God bless you all. Thank you.